explain the costume you have on. We understand it's called the bikini.
The bikini, yep, and it's just a swimming outfit that's just extended, like, to cover my hair, and it's just long, and yep, it just enables me to swim freely within the water.
Mekelala is one of a pioneering group of young Muslims training to become lifeguards in the name of racial harmony. The bikini is her two-piece outfit of stretchy material, which covers her hair as some Muslims wish, and exposes only her hands, feet and face.
Because I'm Australian and my parents are Lebanese, so I'm hopefully trying to just integrate both of them together.
The race riots that erupted here at Cronulla just over a year ago showed how far apart sections of the Middle East community are from mainstream Australian society. Groups of Lebanese men fought running battles with gangs of young white Australians. This life-saving program is all about building bridges after that shocking time. Another young Lebanese Australian, Malak Morad, is happy to do her bit.
This riot had to happen for people to see that there are problems between different nationalities and different cultures. It's not so much a good thing that it happened, but it's let people understand that there is tension and it has to be resolved. And it's a good feeling to know that you're helping and breaking these stereotypes, you know, the barriers between the cultures.
The mistrust that caused the Cronulla disturbances still remains. Back then, young Muslims who came to the beach from other parts of Sydney were often seen as troublemakers, and some locals are unhappy to see them volunteering as lifeguards. Other beachgoers welcome the new life-saving recruitment.
I think it's great. I think it's good that everyone is embracing the Australian culture, and I think that we should all work harder to embrace each other's culture.
Sahail is a young Palestinian student who moved to Australia 7 years ago. He loves being a trainee lifesaver, but some of his Arabic friends and relatives have reservations.
Well, there's been different sort of reactions to it. Other people, like, you know, oh, why are you going over there to help them for? You know, that sort of attitude. But it's more the previous generation, not sort of our age. As far as the Arabic community, just mixed, and people don't think that they're sort of allowed to come in.
Wednesday evening at North Cronulla, please be there by 6:30, ready to start Part A assessment.
Wednesday evening,
6:30, at North Cronulla. Now, it'll take us
trainees with a Lebanese, Egyptian, Syrian and Palestinian heritage have all been involved in this unique plan. Islamic community leader Dr. Jamal Rifi believes the program can foster greater harmony.
First of all, we as Australian Muslims suffer from being superficially labeled as extremists or, you know, terrorist lovers or even ideologically hardliners. At the same time, the Cronulla community has been labeled as being racist, separatist and insular. Through this project, we are hoping to actually dislodge that image.
As for the training, these recruits from Middle Eastern families have to pass the same physical and first aid tests as everyone else. When they qualify, they'll be able to wear the Lifesaver's distinctive red and yellow uniform, one of Australia's most iconic and respected symbols. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney, Australia.